Well, we just witnessed what Mother Nature can do to our power grid, or at least to distribution of power, and that was short-term physical damage. But experts say cyber threats pose a more severe risk to all of our critical systems. Joining us live this morning in studio, Jim Woolsey, former CIA director and a board member of the International Spy Museum. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. So much of our infrastructure, power grids, the banking system, even military systems, all dependent on computers. Is it a matter of when and not if we get a big hit?
It's not only dependent on computers, but even when not computers, dependent on electricity. We've got 18 critical infrastructures in the country, transportation, food, water. All 17 of the others depend on electricity. So if the grid goes down because it's hacked or for any other reason, we saw what that was like, a couple of million of us in the D.C. area, even just for a few days. But the right kind of hacker could take the grid or portions of it down for a lot longer than that.
Now, have we done enough? And we've been talking about this for more than a decade now, our vulnerabilities that exist out there. Have we done enough to protect ourselves against what could be calamitous?
We're not even well started. The utilities don't want to talk about this. They spend a bit of money on better firewalls and the like. But there's nobody in charge of the electric grid in Washington. There are 50 public utility commissions in the states. They're sort of kind of in charge of security for their part of the grid. But we really don't have a national system for security. If we had this kind of a threat for any other reason, we would find some way to give responsibility to the Department of Defense or somebody who could take command and make things happen. But electricity is rooted in all our local communities. Nobody wants to give up any authority. Nobody wants to pay a half a cent more per kilowatt hour for power. And we've got a very serious problem with that.
What about the U.S. usage of cyber warfare as an offensive weapon?
Well, we have probably certainly the best people in the world, both on offense and on defense. The problem is not that we don't have smart enough people to attack in cyber war some enemy if we want to, or that we don't have smart people who can help us figure out how to defend things. What we don't have is a decision-making structure or anybody in charge of the grid that could make something happen, even when there are brilliant ideas and brilliant people who know what to do.
I come back to the point you made before about how dependent we all are on electricity. In fact, our defenses are dependent on electricity as well, and we don't have someone who has ultimate authority over protecting these sources?
No. There is one military base in the country, China Lake in California, that has its own geothermal electricity plant. And when it's not using its electricity, it sells some to Los Angeles. No other military base in the country has electricity from any source other than the grid, except for a few generators with some kerosene or diesel fuel.
Is that chilling to you?
Yes, and it ought to be chilling to everyone. We used to have military bases have their own power plants. That went away years ago. If the grid goes down after a very, very short period of time, the soldiers and sailors and Marines and airmen are just as hungry and thirsty as the rest of us.
So even after an act of Mother Nature, we could be more vulnerable by degrees.
Mother Nature, usually we can deal with. Tree branches aren't all that smart. They just fall on power lines. And we had 20-foot flames outside our house because two transformers crashed and burned with the oil in them here a week ago. Mm-hmm. But most people didn't have fires anywhere near them. And after a while, the crews got around and they repaired things. It was 5-6 days instead of one or two. But tree branches aren't smart. Hackers are.
But during those 5 or 6 days, does that leave us more vulnerable during that period?
Oh, sure. We had the utilities kind of mobilized to deal with this. We had 25 trucks in the driveway of our farm and about 35 electrical workers from Arkansas. And they were very professional, and they put up new transformers, and they knew what they were doing. But you can't do that for every place in the country or a big swatch of the country if hackers from China, let's say, take part of the grid down.
Now, 9/11 taught us it isn't always a nation that attacks us, but it can be an entity. Something like this, I would think, is another area in which it doesn't have to be a nation state out there that seeks to bring us down.
That's right. And the nature of cyber is such that it might be a nation looking like hackers in Rio. It might be hackers in Rio looking like the Chinese government. It's hard to say.
Oh, boy.
Well, now we're really scared. But thank you so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk again down the line on the same subject. Jim Woolsey, former CIA director and a board member of the International Spy Museum.